Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes the Columbia Regional Business Report, Charleston Regional Business Journal, GSA Business, and SC Biz News magazine. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Jason, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's always great to be on your show.
So are you hearing from the business community about these tariff shocks? We've got an automotive cluster here and there across the state.
Yeah, I think shock is the right word. People are just trying to understand and figure out what the next step is after that shock announcement. You know, this is a global issue that's going to affect pretty much every industry. And obviously, manufacturing is so huge here in South Carolina, and it's going to be a major blow. And who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, Mike? We got a lot of manufacturing presence in the state, especially automotive. So I'm sure they're looking ahead to see how they're going to approach this.
Well, let's go ahead and start our normal rounds across the state and news that you see. What's the latest on your radar?
Yeah, let's bounce the ball up to the upstate. It's not every day that an international soccer icon visits South Carolina, but that's what happened recently when Brazilian soccer legend Ronaldinho attended the groundbreaking of the new Greenville Triumph Soccer Stadium. Of course, Ronaldinho is part owner of the team. Hundreds of fans attended the event at Bridgeway Station, which is a European-style multi-use development in Malden and the future site of the stadium, which is expected to be ready for play in 2026. So we had some soccer royalty in town recently.
Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Sports business is big business.
Absolutely. Oh, and hey, speaking about tariffs and supply chain, there's some good news on that front. South Carolina Ports recently marked the completion of a $55 million expansion project at Inland Port Greer. Upgrades include an expanded container yard to increase cargo capacity by 50%, 9,000 feet of additional rail to handle longer trains, an expanded chassis lot, and new terminal operations and maintenance buildings. That's a huge deal, obviously. South Carolina Ports generates a $44 billion economic impact in the upstate each year. So it's not just all down in Charleston.
No, it's not. That inland port is a pretty important part of the process. All right, let's move down to the Midlands.
Yeah, the Midlands is on a manufacturing tear. Since we last talked, Mike, the region has attracted almost $140 million in capital investment in manufacturing. The biggest of these projects is a $70 million investment from Germany-based Alltape Adhesive Manufacturing, which has chosen Lexington County to establish the company's first South Carolina operation and create 130 jobs. Other projects include Engineered Foam Packaging, which is investing $32 million in a Lee County expansion, lithium-ion battery manufacturer Intersys in Sumter County, and Ohio-based Comar Industries, which is relocating a subsidiary from North Carolina to open its first South Carolina operation in York County. So the Midlands is flexing its manufacturing muscle these days, Mike.
It is. It's not just Scout Motors anymore, is it?
That's right. A lot more coming on board. All right, Mike, let's wrap it up in the Lowcountry. SHL Medical has opened a new state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in North Charleston, investing $220 million and creating 300 jobs. The 360,000-square-foot facility will produce SHL's advanced auto-injectors, which treat conditions like obesity, type 2 diabetes, autoimmune disorders, and rare diseases. The North Charleston facility has advanced molding technology and fully automated assembly lines, which will contribute to SHL's goal to deliver 1.5 billion devices to customers in 2025. So a lot of manufacturing going to happen down there. And finally, Mike, an oversupply of multifamily housing in the Charleston region has led to the lowest net absorption rate in 2 years, a sharp quarter-over-quarter asking rent decline with rent concessions growing to 1.4% of value indicates a market entering a state of oversupply. That's according to the most recent market report from Colliers. Asking rents are also flattening out after growing at rates exceeding 12% annually through 2022. So it looks like that wave of remote work driven by the COVID-19 pandemic appears to be slowing or reversing. So, hey, if you're in the market for an apartment in Charleston, now might be a good time.
Well, I tell you what, if that's the case, then we were at the tennis tournament covering that down in Charleston, Daniel Island last week, and loads of multifamily buildings going up. A lot of apartment and condo projects there.
Yeah, that's right. So there'll be plenty of space if somebody's looking for one.
Yeah. All right. Jason, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Jason Thomas is executive editor of SC Biz News, the company that publishes multiple business journals across our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear the show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.